Yeah, I never really saw any fences in the music from place to place. It just seems like it's fair game to roam between them. Genres, you know, and I love them all, so I just try to fit them in where I can.
Bluegrass, folk, Celtic, country, Tim O'Brien's covered a lot of musical ground in his career, including life in a band. But on the new album, Chameleon, there's no band but Tim. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, I'm Rita Houston. In the late 70s, four guys in Colorado formed a band called Hot Rise that would set traditional bluegrass on end for the next 12 years. Tim O'Brien handled the fiddle and mandolin duties in that band, and in the post-Hot Rise years, he's gone on to success all over the Americana scene as a producer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and Grammy-winning solo artist. You'll often spot Tim jamming with musical pals on stage, too, but making his new album, Chameleon, was an entirely solo affair. And when Tim visited FUV to perform a few tunes from the album, he told host Darren DeVivo about his writing style and how he feels about being more elder than upstart at this point in his career.
What's funny is that you were kind of one of the musicians that could get lumped in with the whole Newgrass thing that was coming out, yet now you're starting to become like the godfather, you know what I mean, to all of these young up-and-coming musicians.
You know, it's all perspective, you know. I remember when Hot Rise was playing back in the, you know, when I started touring nationally back in the late 70s, we were the progressive group. And Bill Monroe, I remember, was like, he was viewed as the real tradition, you know, he was the guy. Except if you look when he started, he was the radical and really throwing the rules out the window and recombining things in exciting ways. And as you go on, you become more traditional because the new ideas have sort of come along and you've stayed with what you know. And my music is whatever it is, and the music of the kids that are coming up now, they're kind of reinventing it, and my stuff is looking like kind of traditional.
Right.
It's funny. it's fine with me. You know, the tradition is a line, and it's a line that progresses from one thing to another, and I'm just one step on that path, I'd say.
Well, I had me friends in a big old band. They were looking for a fiddler to lend his hand. Had all the girls in the cocaine too. Took out my fiddle, played all I knew. Took out my fiddle, played them everything I knew. I never got that gig even though I tried. Well, just as well I might have died. Things aren't always what they seem. When you walk in the fog and you live in a dream. In a fog and you live in a dream.
Let's talk a little bit about songwriting. Is it something that comes easy to you?
Well, it does when the time is right. It comes real easy, you know, and then sometimes you have to really struggle with it. There's never a rhyme or reason to it. There's no rules that I could follow. And I think the best thing is just to be ready, you know, and you practice at it. You practice at writing for when the time comes when you have a real inspiration, and then all your practice of the craft comes forward, and then you can turn it into a good song or a better song. But I think the inspiration is key. You know, you just have to have a good idea for a song. And, you know, I'm always inputting, always taking in things. And then when time comes to write, I usually have to sort of schedule some sort of real downtime where things come to a complete stop. And then the ideas kind of start falling out.
I used to have a guy live down below. I used to go to see her, but I don't know more. I let fear close up my heart. Love fell away and we fell apart. Love is handsome and love is kind. Love is simple and so sublime. But love cannot live on its own. You gotta make love feel at home. Where'd love come from? Where'd love go? What feeds love? What makes it grow? It's all we need. We need to know. Where's love come from? Where's love go?
Tim O'Brien performing the title track from his new album, Chameleon, live at WFUV. Hear the full studio session and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.